listening to Real World News.
Alert reports on the advance of Brazilian capital in South American countries. Brazilian capitalism controls a large percentage of the main sources of income of the countries of the region, like for example hydrocarbons in Bolivia, mining in Peru, cattle ranching in Uruguay, energy in Itaipu Dam, and soy in Paraguay. Those are some of the conclusions drawn by Matias Luce, professor of political economy, in an article he recently wrote on resilience of imperialism in Bolivia and Latin America, cited by Bolivian correspondent of Valor News Agency, Ricardo Ontiveros. According to the professor, Argentina disputed the leadership in the region of the Southern Cone, but in the recent years it has had many areas controlled by Brazilian corporations. Alert correspondent says that many Brazilian infrastructure and energy corporations are currently operating in different Latin American countries, carrying out big projects that are questioned and resisted by indigenous, peasant, and civic organizations. These companies in many cases end up increasing the price of the works paid by the state, says a Bolivian journalist. Odebrecht, OAS, Votorantim, Camargo Correa, and Electrobras are some of the major companies that have been installed in the region. Some of the most emblematic projects are the construction of the South Interoceanic Highway and Inambari Dam in the Peruvian Amazon, said Ontiveros.
You are listening to Real World News.